from the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
And chatting to us is none other than Bok legend himself, Brayton Bolzer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joe. And good to chat to you guys, man.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, as a Stormers man and a former Western Province man, I'm sure it looks a bit weird and it still hasn't sunk in being able to see Eben Etzebeth in a Sharks jersey. I just saw the picture of him now. It's just like, is that a practice jersey? Does it make sense? Is he, you know?
Yeah, Joe, it does look weird. You know, these days, obviously with professional sport, you know, athletes do have the opportunity to move from province to province. But I tell you what, I never thought of seeing Eben Etzebeth in a Sharks jersey. But be it as it may, you know, he's made his choice. And, you know, these are the times we're living in these days.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, you know, it was more traditional. There were more, I would almost say, loyalty. But these days, if a player does well, you know, he can almost dictate where he wants to go to. And that's why so many players go overseas. They chop and change teams. And obviously, the Sharks, having good finances behind them, are just about buying everybody. They got a fantastic one this year. So, Joe, I have to say, I'm not available, unfortunately. So, they wouldn't make me an offer, you know.
Well, look, I mean, I suppose that's the way that sport is going. I mean, we've seen it with Mamelodi Sundowns, you know, with the Motsepe Millions. We're seeing it also with the Bulls, I guess, with Patrice Motsepe also lending his money there. So, I guess we just need to find maybe a Rupert to buy the Stormers and sort of bring the star power back.
Absolutely, Joe. You are so right. You know, the Stormers, I mean, looking back at the last season, it's been a fairy tale story. You know, a team who's got so many issues off the park, the administration they were put under, and also the diversity of their team is really fantastic. So I do feel that, you know, if a guy like Rupert Peters come in and buy the Stormers, or somebody, a big billionaire out there, you know, they will certainly get their money's worth, purely because, I mean, Stormers are, you know, without a doubt, the best supporting team in the URC. You know, they got a big fan base, even though obviously these times are really, really tough. You know, a lot of rugby is competing with a lot of other sports as well.
Yeah.
But Stormers, I mean, we saw the other day, we saw the numbers that, you know, they're certainly the best supporting side in the URC and in the country.
Brayton, I wanted to ask, you've obviously spent years playing at a number of teams and so on, and you were talking about the Stormers last year having a lot of off-field issues and so on. And you see it across other sports as well, football, maybe cricket here and there. Sometimes teams that are having a bad time off the field, that somehow motivates the squad. Does it make you feel like, okay, guys, we're going to pull together, our backs are up against it, we're going to work harder? Do you think that can be like a driving force for a team?
Yeah, it can go two ways. You know, it can turn into a negative or it can turn into a positive. In many teams, you know, it does obviously turn into a negative, unfortunately. But in the Stormers setup, you know, that hunger, that desperation, if you like, because, I mean, we all know if somebody's desperate to have something, you know, you will go to the end of the earth, you know, to get something. And I think that's what the Stormers got right. In Dobbo, you know, John Dobson is obviously a very good motivator.
Yeah.
He's a very intelligent man. The other day I only heard that man's got two MBAs. You know,
wow,
I mean,
okay.
For a coach. Yeah, for a coach. I mean, that is incredible. He's a bit like the front rows, you know, within my town. Front rows were all accountants and engineers, you know.
Yeah.
And these days as well, front rows like to, for some reason, they like to study. So that's fantastic. So, you know, if you're good psychologically with people like John Dobson is, and it's all he did. He was so good psychologically with them. He took the media on his side and he played the media in a really good way to an extent that they started believing. And that's how he got it right. So in the Stormers, obviously set up, you know, thankfully for them, it worked out. But I tell you what, you know, it takes some doing, especially with a lot of egos and personalities, to get them together, thinking in the same direction and obviously trying to achieve that goal. It's easier said than done, you know. But that's why, I mean, I take my hat off to the Stormers. I mean, a team like the Bulls, they got all the ingredients. They got all the manpower to be able to win this competition. And I'm sure they'll go a long way this time around. But again, just now and again, you know, personalities and egos get in the way, unfortunately. Yeah. You know what I mean? And also the Sharks, on paper, man, they should be in the final. They should be in the final because of their budget.
On paper.
Yeah, so I actually wanted to ask you about the two teams that you mentioned there, the Bulls and the Stormers as well, because in terms of the number 10 position, we got to a dire place where we had Frans Steyn playing at the number 10 jumper with Faf de Klerk as his deputy on the bench. But there are two names that I want to throw out at you there. Johan Huisen, he's back at number 10. Speaking of the fact that, you know, people do other jobs and things, he was almost lost to farming, of all things. And also Sasham Gomezulu, who could also be lost to Eddie Jones, who also wants to apparently leave international cricket. I mean, international rugby. But, what's happening there?
Yeah, thankfully, Joe, I can tell you now that that story is absolute bollocks, you know?
Yeah.
The Mgombazulu story.
Not happening.
I don't have to verify it, but that is a lot of nonsense. I don't know who started that story as media, but I can tell you now, trust me, that is certainly not on. Mgombazulu at the moment is very happy at the Stormers, and he's certainly staying there. And obviously, being a serious talent, I feel that, don't be surprised when he gets into the box squad for the end of the year, maybe playing in one of the two FA games.
Okay.
So I won't be surprised, to be honest. He is some serious talent, and he's well managed at the moment by Dobbo, by the people around him, which is really, really good. On the other hand, if we had to play, let's say, the All Blacks tomorrow in a World Cup final, obviously, so let's say Andre Pollard is injured. Mm. I would give Damien Willems the 10 jersey. He's more consistent. He's become so mature this year. I mean, you've guys seen, that kick against Wales that he had to put over, that pressure, there's no more time left to win a game for your country. That is kind of special. And Damien Willems has showed the whole of the URC that he is a man. He's so versatile, and he's so reliable as a person and a leader all of a sudden. He's 24 years old, and this guy is bossing the game. If I had to pick as a rugby player tomorrow for South Africa, it will be Lukanya Arm. Number two will be Damien Willems.
Nice one, Brayton. Thank you so much for chatting to us,
man. We've got some players who are settled at the moment, but unfortunately, Johan Huisen, the wonderful player that he is, injury prone. And you've got to... And unfortunately, Joe, I've been there before. When I came back from an injury, and Johan Huisen, unfortunately, had plenty of serious injuries. I'm not talking... Yeah. I was very lucky. I was small enough, the guys couldn't catch me. Now and again, I had an injury, which is, out for 2 weeks. So, speaking from that experience, when you come back from a long, serious injury like that, that's why Jake White couldn't risk him last week because of that 4G pitch, So that plays in a player's mind. Yes, he is a talent, and I like Johan, he's very brave. He doesn't stand back for players. He can win you a game, but he needs to be managed should they take him to the World Cup next year.
Okay, Brayton, we're out of time. Thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. We really appreciate you. I'm sorry you have to watch Eben in that jersey.
Oh, man. I'm going to swear at him.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah. I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.